Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Let's be honest, there's one reason we're in business, and that is money. And when you've made your money, you're often looking for somewhere to invest it, and there are a range of options out there. This is David Waterhouse.
Hi.
David is the director of Angus Roberts Letting Agents. What is he doing on the Business Hub?
I suppose people would automatically think that we should be on more a lifestyle thing because it's about selling houses, buying houses. But renting a house, being a landlord, is a business transaction. It's part of your planning, whether you're sorting something for your pension, for your kids, or just looking out for yourself and having it as part of a balanced portfolio. So renting a property is a business transaction.
It's completely different to buying a house to live in, isn't it? That's buying a home, somewhere you want to live and bring up your family. With letting, you're never going to live there. It's a business. It's about money.
The most important thing when you go to buy a rental property or look at buying a rental property is you are not buying a home. You're buying somebody else's home, but you're buying an investment, and you're one of the most important decisions that you're taking when you buy it is you're looking at the day you're going to sell it. You're hoping that it's going to give a good return, you're hoping that the people are going to look after it, but ultimately that's exactly what's happening. Somebody else is going to look after it, somebody else in effect is going to buy it for you.
It's important to remember that an investment property is not your home. So if the walls are a hotter pink than a pair of hot pants in Leeds city centre on a weekend, that doesn't matter.
The colour of the walls is something that you can easily change. Yeah. And the furniture, unless you're looking to buy and be involved in buy-to-let and renting property in the middle of a big city, be it Leeds or Sheffield or somewhere like that where you've got students, then you're more than likely going to have unfurnished anyway. So all you want to do is provide them with a blank canvas so they can then make it their home.
What makes letting an attractive investment rather than, you know, the more conventional investments that people, when you hear the word investment, you think, oh, stocks, shares, ISAs, all those kind of things. What makes it an attractive investment?
Well, I was always taught, school, parents, whatever, that you never put all your eggs in one basket. So yes, have a pension. Yes, have shares. Yes, have an ISA. But also, property's been a very, very good, sound investment if you buy the right property for the last 20 years. And that's why buying a rental property is still a good, sound investment. You're either going to look at it simply from a perspective of getting a good yield, which is the amount of rent you get versus what it cost you, or you're going to look at it from that perspective and also because you think that the property is going to go up in value over the lifespan of the time you're wanting to own it.
What's the appeal of investing in property? Is it just because people have maxed out their other investment opportunities?
Most people, certainly around here in the area where we deal, they're looking at it more as it's one of their first stops rather than one of their last stops. Mm-hmm. So they're not looking to have something which is potentially mortgaged up to the hilt. They're looking at something where they're going to invest their money, they're going to get a decent return, and with the help of a good agent like us, they're going to have it looked after properly.
We hear a lot about the risks of property. Could things go wrong? What are the risks that we should be aware of?
Well, the risks are always that you're going to get somebody who will go into the property and they may not look after it in the way that you would look after it. But that's why you employ a good agent. They can't legislate against how people live, but they can certainly make sure that the property is being looked after. And a good agent will only have one customer, and that's the landlord, not the tenant. The tenant's really important, but at the end of the day, it's the landlord. The other risks are that, unfortunately, we're not regulated. But as an industry, there are bodies which we can be a member of, which will help landlords have confidence in the fact that the people they're dealing with are professionals. The most well-known of those is ALA, the Association of Residential Letting Agents. And ALA have the ear of government. They've been very involved with a lot of the legislation that's come out recently, because it is quite an industry that's shrouded in and has to look after and deal with a lot of legislation. And I personally happen to be the ALA rep for Yorkshire. So obviously we have a really good in-depth knowledge of what's going on and what can be done to help landlords and steer them through a service that requires a professional. We all have a professional if we're looking after our pension, or a professional to look after our nice car. Why wouldn't you have a professional look after what is a major investment, which is a property? The beauty of a property, as opposed to an ISA or a pension or something else, is you can go and kick it. It's there. It's real.
Yeah. It's not just numbers on a screen or a piece of paper, is it?
It's not just numbers on a screen.
Although the letting industry is not regulated, there is a lot of legislation in place to protect tenants and landlords.
We have to comply with a lot of regulation, the latest being the right to rent. There's also been the Deregulation Act, which enables people to get their property back if they need to, whether they want to put a family member in there or because they want to sell it. And it's really important that the agent you're dealing with has got client money protection, so you know that any money you give them or the tenant gives is going to be protected. Yeah. And of course, there's the Property Ombudsman, which we are a member of, so there's always a right of reply.
If I've learned nothing else from all those reruns of Homes Under the Hammer, it's that another risk to your investment could be choosing the wrong property.
If you go back when buy-to-let really got going and when the crash came, there were a lot of people lost an awful lot of money in buy-to-let. It got a bad name. But one of the reasons was because there was a bit of a feeling of getting carried away. People buying flats, apartments. Flats and apartments off plan. Brilliant idea. But one, you need to know that the investment you're making is a sound one. You need to look at all of the charges that are going to be associated with your property. So if you buy an apartment, you need to understand that there's maybe ground rent, there will be service charges. If you buy a house, it can appeal to anybody. At the end of the day, there aren't those same concerns because you own it. Also, of course, it will appeal to a wider market because you may be happy to allow them to have a pet, a cat or something like that, which you can't do in an apartment because the head lease will tell you you can't do that. So what we do is any landlord of ours, the extra service that they get is that before they've even committed to buying it, me, one of my staff, will go with them, actually go and visit the property and actually tell them, OK, if you did this, you might get that. I wouldn't do this because of that. Helping them through the whole journey of buying and renting a property. It's a big, big decision. And that's why we say we're a professional who we believe should be treated as a professional and as part of that service that they are looking for of a professional.
So, David, if people want some advice on this potential investment and getting the most out of the investment, how could they contact you for some more?
The best thing they can do is I'm more than happy to speak to people directly, one-to-one, no obligation, no fee, nothing. If they want to check out us, check our website, angusroberts.com, or call us. We're on an Ilkley number, 811-320.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.